I find it interesting when people tell me what Islam is all about, when in fact they probably never even stepped foot inside of a masjid. Masjid is the word for mosque. Generally, it's called a masjid. In Indonesia, they call it a mosque. Mosque. Because it's spelled M-O-S-Q-U-E. And I guess that's the way, according to Indonesian language rules, probably it's pronounced mosque. You know what's funny about when I went to pray with Muslims, they told me that I really needed to learn Arabic so that I could understand the full meaning of the Quran. And I just couldn't help but think, nah, I don't think so. I mean, I can read a story and tell what it means. And probably a religious book is translated by very, very capable translators. But anyway, they told me that I needed to learn Arabic to get the full meaning of the book. But you know, when I got to Indonesia, see, that's a predominantly Muslim country. I mean, that is a Muslim country. They have Sharia court in Indonesia. They don't call it Sharia court. You know what they call it? They call it the religious courts. Yep. They call it the religious court. Because you're going to be judged according to the Quran. Okay? But here's the interesting thing, you know, about those guys that told me I needed to understand Arabic in order to get the full meaning of the Quran. But when I went to Indonesia, I went there long enough to get married and divorced. And I asked my little wifey, I said, so do you read the Arabic? Yes. Okay, she reads the Arabic. You know what it turns out? They explained this to me once, but I didn't really understand what it meant. They said if you just learn some basic sentence structure rules, some rules for how they spell the words, you can read Arabic and read it fairly fluently. But you don't got no idea what the heck they talking about. Isn't that funny? They told me I needed to understand Arabic in order to get the full meaning of it. But every Indonesian that I spoke to who reads the Quran in Arabic, I said, do you understand what you're reading? You know what they always responded every time? No, I don't understand it, but I get blessings for reading it in Arabic. Oh, jeez. Really? Okay. You know, about the video. Hey, let me tell you a couple things. You know, well, when I was in Indonesia, I saw the religious courts at work. There was one young man, I guess a guy in his early 20s, and he got put in jail for like 2 years. You know what his crime was? He went on Facebook or something and said that he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in God. Yep, they put him in jail for 2 years. That's a crime in a Muslim-controlled state. Yep. They will lock you up. They had a Chinese guy there in Indonesia. His nickname is A-Hawk. You can read about him if you want to. His nickname is spelled A-H-O-K. A-Hawk. Well, A-Hawk spent a couple years in prison also. Prison, jail, it's all the same thing. It's locked doors, you're locked in a cage. People always trying to differentiate between prison and jail, and I'm like, I don't get to go home either way. I don't care which it is, you know. it's both the same thing. Anyway, this A-Hawk guy, he was running for governor of Jakarta, which is the capital of Indonesia. And number one, Muslims don't like that. They want him to just back out. They're offended that he even runs. But you know what he did? He made a speech, and I could have these details wrong. But he made a speech, I think, I could be wrong about this, but I think here's what he said in a public speech. I mean, that's usually where speeches are made at, is in public, right? You don't make them at home in your garage all by yourself, right? You make a speech to the public, usually in some form. Anyway, he made a speech. He said, hey, people, he said, I know you're told in the Quran to only vote for Muslims, but could you just vote for me anyways? Woo! He did not understand the severity of what he'd just done. He had just advised people. He said, hey, I know you are instructed by the Quran to only vote for other Muslims, but would you go against the Quran and vote for me anyway? He's asking them to go against. He didn't say go against. He said, could you just vote for me anyways? He thought he was making a lighthearted joke, probably. You want to know something? Indonesia was up in arms, man. They were rioting. They wanted him executed for making a speech saying that he understand. I think that's what it was anyways. He said, could you vote for me even though the Quran says you're only supposed to vote for other Muslims? See, a lot of guys, like most of you that are not Muslims, you don't know these details because, you know, it's like here in the United States, we watch Ilhan Omar, you know, sitting up in the White House, you know, acting like she's integrating, you know, like she's assimilating into the community. No, she's not. She's a purebred soldier for Islam. Yeah. And also notice, since Biden took office, you don't see her anymore. And I'm going to tell you the nature of Muslims that are political, which is a lot of them. Once they are given the keys to the hen house, they don't need to sit on the front lawn and announce that they're there. No, they in the back room. They run and shit, okay? So anyway, Ahok got 2 years in jail, and I was expecting they would execute him, but really what they did is they screwed up his political campaign, and somebody else got the office, and, you know, in that video they showed the riots, and that looked a lot like the, fiery riots we had in, Paris here a month or two ago. Doesn't that look very similar? Well, I'm going to tell you what, it's coming. I'm going to tell you something, and you know what? I'm a guy who's prayed with Muslims for more than 10 years. I've been around them for 25 years. You know? I know their ways. I mean, oh my. You know, I had two Tablighi Jamaat guys tell me two little lessons one time. Tablighi Jamaat, T-A-B-L-I-G-H-I in the English transliteration, Tablighi Jamaat, J-A-M-A-A-T. That is a group that is well documented that it is an extremist and considered to be a terrorist group. Yes. And I rocked it with Tablighi Jamaat for a minute. And I want to tell you something, those boys are paranoid. Paranoid. You know what that tells me? They up to some shit. They don't want no white boy that they don't know coming around in their affairs, because they can't talk openly when I'm around them. Okay? Anyway, these two Tablighi Jamaat guys, when I got done kicking it with them, they were really pissed off at me, because they'd already heard that I'm an FBI agent, right? That rumor had already been spread around, and these doofuses believed it. I mean, so they looked at me and they dropped their load right in my lap. They told me, they said, Edward, you know, when Islam controls an area, no Muslim will ever be charged or convicted or jailed for killing a non-Muslim. I said, well, I'll make a note of that. Thank you for sharing. And then they told me another lesson. They said, Edward, if you're in your house, and the house on one side of you is owned by a Muslim, the house on the other side is owned by a non-Muslim, and both of those houses catch on fire at the same time, which fire do you put out, they asked me. And I knew where they were going with it. So I said, well, I'll put out both fires. They said, nope. They said, put out the Muslim fire. And they turned around and stomped away from me. They were pissed. They wanted to kill me. I remember I used to sit at the little Pakistani cafe next to the last masjid where I used to go to prayer. And they come up on three or four occasions and accuse me of being an FBI agent. Yep. Somebody would come sit down at the table with me at the cafe and he'd make small talk. Hey, Brother Edward, how are you? I already hear it coming. I say, oh, it's all right. It's good. He'd say, Edward, the guys have been talking. I said, well, what have they been talking about? Well, they're saying that you're a double agent for the FBI. Really? Me? Me? Double agent? Yeah, that's what they're saying, Edward. They're saying you're a double agent for the FBI. I said, wow. You mean like 007, James Bond kind of stuff? Yep, that's what they're saying. I'd look at him and I'd say, do you know that's probably one of the more ridiculous things I've ever heard in my whole life? Why? Why is it ridiculous? He couldn't understand why it was ridiculous to accuse me of being a double agent for the FBI and I'm there spying on them. He couldn't understand it. That's how stupid he was. Watch this. I told him, I said, you know, I said, there's not a spy agency on the planet that is going to send this white face in here to infiltrate Pakistanis and Arabs. No way. And he still didn't get it. I mean, I read his facial expressions. He still doesn't comprehend. They wouldn't. They'd send in a Pakistani or an Arab or an African or maybe an Indonesian. You know, somebody that got caught moving kilos or, you know, got caught up in a murder case or something, you know. Somebody that him and his whole family's going to get deported. They turn him into a snitch, you know. I remember one time I was on the back porch of this cafe and this one Pakistani boy had showed up. And I could tell he didn't like me, and he'd heard the rumor that I was an FBI agent. Which is funny as hell, because, I mean, I'm a twice convicted felon. I guess I could be flipped as a snitch, but, you know, nah, the FBI would pick somebody that would just blend right in. They would, if they're going to cultivate a relationship with somebody to be a snitch for them, no, they're going to pick somebody that just blends right in and just rolls right on in. You know, then, man, I'm such a pasty white Caucasian. I look like I just got thrown out of a Ku Klux Klan rally. There is no way they would send me in to spy on Pakistanis and Arabs. But anyway, this one Pakistani boy was on the back porch of this cafe, and I would hang around back there, and I guess I was about maybe 15, 20 feet away from him, and there's about half a dozen fairly conservative-looking Muslim guys sitting there. Really nice-looking men. But this guy, he starts ranting. He says, man, I hate Trump. I hate Trump. And then he says, I want to poison Trump. I want to poison his wife. I want to poison his children, and I will never give up. And then this dipshit would look over towards me, and he would say, and I hate the FBI. I hate the FBI. Bastards. Bastards. You know what I would do? I would just kind of get this stupid look on my face. Just kind of stare up above the horizon a little bit, kind of like I was dazed, I was getting ready to pass out and fall down kind of look on my face. like I'm retarded or something, which doesn't take much acting on my part. He did this like 3 or 4 times. But the first few times he did this little routine, he did the exact same thing. He'd say, I hate Trump. I want to poison Trump. I want to poison his wife. I want to poison his children. And then he'd look towards me and say how much he hates the FBI. And he'd say, bastards, bastards. Well, the last time he did it, and like I say, this was the 3rd or 4th time he'd done it, there was nobody else around. Now, I'm a terrible fighter, but I didn't know what this guy knows. I mean, I don't know how to size up a fellow that way, but he was sitting on the back porch of this cafe, and he started going into this routine saying he hates Trump, wants to poison Trump, poison his wife, poison his kids, and then he looks at me and says, and I hate the FBI, bastards, bastards. You know what I did? I just very fluidly just walked right up to him, opened my hand up, and slapped the shit out of him. I said, homie, I am not your bastard. You know what this little punk-ass bitch did? I thought he was going to get up and punch me or something, you know, but I didn't give a fuck. He gets up and starts walking around in circles like a little baby. And he's ranting. He says, I'm going to tell Miriam. I'm going to tell Miriam. I'm going to tell Miriam. And I met Miriam the next day. Miriam's a nice guy. Miriam got some big guns on his arms, big muscles. But Miriam knew I meant no harm to anyone. And Miriam had probably heard this guy was jamming on me. But anyways, my point is, most of you guys don't know anything about Islam. You don't know jack shit about Islam. You know what's funny is people that say, well, I have a Muslim friend that works at my office and he's really nice. He shared a candy bar with me. Yeah, okay, you just wait till he controls the city. You know what they do? They say things like, there's this one guy, Anjum Chowdhury, and I really like him. He is publicly labeled as an Islamic extremist. Anjum, A-N-J-E-M, Chowdhury, C-H-O-U-D-H-A-R-Y, something like that. Well, Anjum Chowdhury actually did like 3 to 5 years in prison for his extremist activities. He did a few years in prison over in the UK over that way. And he's out now. But Anjum Chowdhury, he swears, we are going to, now the Queen has passed away now, Queen of England, I hear she's passed away, but he used to tell publicly, he said, we are going to remove the Queen from Buckingham Palace, and we are going to turn Buckingham Palace into a mosque, and we are going to make alcohol illegal. Well, you know, that all sounds fine and good, unless you've walked in my shoes. See, as a man who actually married a Muslim lady, I mean, her whole family is a long line of Muslims. And when I was over in Indonesia, I want to tell you something, me and the little wifey and everybody from her company, she ran a real estate company. She built houses. And trivia, you know how she builds houses? She launders money for corrupt police. Yep. Which means she steals from the poor. Which really made me lose interest in her. I don't, you know, I could have been married to a mafia princess. Their family law firm was considered to be the most corrupt law firm in Indonesia. The head lawyer just finished spending 7 years in prison. If that tells you anything. I mean, you got to really do something seriously wrong as the head of a law firm to do 7 years in prison. I mean, you got to have your fingers in some deep shit. Anyway, my little wifey almost had me thrown in prison for blasphemy. Yeah. It almost got that deep over there. Needless to say, my wings are clipped as far as going to Indonesia is concerned. I'm done with that shit. Because their whole family's mafia, Indonesian mafia, basically. And, but my point was, my little Muslim wifey, we used to go to the club regularly. Every couple weeks.
Yeah.
Me, her, she would drink.
Mm-hmm.
But the clubs that sell alcohol, they're all hidden away on back streets. They're not like in your face when you're driving down the street. You're looking at people standing in lines waiting to get in a club. No, it's hush hush. It's down a back street. You got to know where you're going to get to these places. And you can buy narcotics in Indonesia. Yep. You can buy meth. You can buy heroin. But you do not flaunt it in the streets. You have to know where to go to get it. You have to go there and get it. And I don't know what the procedure is after that, but they got dope in Indonesia. They got weed. They got everything. But believe me, it is all on the down low, all on the cool. So my point is, when Anjum Chowdhury, a man who is, just spent like almost 5 years in prison in the UK for something, and it was dealing with his Islamic agenda, when he says, we're going to throw the Queen out of Buckingham Palace and turn it into a mosque, and we're going to outlaw alcohol. Yeah, okay. Close down all the bars in Indonesia and then come talk to me. Close down the nightclubs in Saudi Arabia. Okay? I'm sure they have nightclubs right down the street from where they hold Hajj. You know, where Mecca is. I guarantee it. Go on YouTube and say, alcohol, Saudi Arabia. I guarantee you're going to watch. They have not completely removed alcohol. You just don't go sit at the corners on the street and suck down a tall boy beer. Oh, no. Okay? But they got it. So you know what? When I'm listening to people like you and you're telling me what you think and what makes sense, you're basing all that bullshit on Muslims on what? On what? What are you basing that on? What you think? I just want to tell you something, my friends. With all respect, what you think about Islam, that and about $3 will get you a small cup of coffee at Starbucks. Yeah, whatever. My name's Edward.